Is ISIS good for the Jews? Let's see. For now, they're using them to break the arc of resistance against Zionism, running from Iran to Iraq to Damascus to Beirut. Israel's former ambassador to the U.S. admitted last year that Israel prefers al-Qaeda to lawful rule.
The Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Tel Aviv prefers al-Qaeda-affiliated guys to groups backed by Iran. Israel's initial message was that it had always wanted Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to go, even though the bad guys had links to al-Qaeda.
The Jerusalem Post just chimed in that ISIS poses no threat to Israel. But Assad, who maintains stability in the region, he's the threat. When ISIS, the latest version of al-Qaeda, rolled into Iraq last month, the Pentagon said it was taken by surprise. Bull. The CIA has been in Syria for 3 years, arming freedom fighters comprised of al-Qaeda factions. It knows very well that the caravan of Toyotas ISIS drove across Syria into Iraq matched the same trucks the U.S. State Department gave to the Free Syrian Army. ISIS and the FSA are united, cutting deals and celebrating together. Former president of the FSA Military Council joined the celebration with his brothers.
كيف هي علاقتك مع دولة الإسلام في العراق والشام؟
جيدة. أنا علاقتي مع الأخوة في دولة العراق والشام بالتأكيد تواصل شبه يومي أنا والأخوة في دولة العراق والشام.
يقال بأن
لحل هذه الخلافات وحل هذه المشاكل.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي فتح لنا مطار من نيغ. الله أكبر.
الصورة اللي بالفضل.
الله أكبر.
والله يا علوي يقيناكم بالذبح. الإسلام باك يا شيخ أبو بكر.
الله أكبر.
في 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 منطقة خان العسل. والآن في مطار منغ العسكري الذي تحرر على يد هؤلاء الأبطال. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر ولله الحمد. تكبير.
الله أكبر.
تكبير.
الله أكبر.
The Free Syrian Army was from the beginning a brand management created by America, Israel, and Gulf governments. Their leaders were marketed as the face of this Syrian opposition while serving as conduits of CIA, Saudi, and Turkish support for the more effective al-Nusra and brutal ISIS. It's these moderates, allied in brotherly love with ISIS, who will funnel off the latest $500 million from Congress to slaughter the Alawites, namely Assad, protector of Christians. Samantha Power, married to neocon Jew Cass Sunstein, doesn't care about Christians. Toppling Assad is the Jewish aim.
Well, let's talk about this moderate opposition in Syria. I'm a little confused at who we're training them to fight. Are we training them to fight ISIS? Are we training them to fight Assad? Who are we training them to fight?
Well, as you know, our national security imperative is to go after ISIL.
But is that what the Free Syrian Army wants to do? I thought the Free Syrian Army was trying to fight Assad, that they've been fighting side by side in some cases with ISIS. That's why, do they know that's why we're training them?
They do, but may I add, the training also will service these troops in the same struggle that they've been in since the beginning of this conflict against the Assad regime. Let me note, the Free Syrian Army and other moderate forces have been fighting ISIL since December. They have pushed ISIL out of strategic areas.
Liar. We just heard the former Free Syrian Army president describe relations with ISIS as brotherly. The fraud begins anew. Arm the moderates and our weapons are siphoned off and sold to ISIS, or whatever leading terrorist group emerges. The Jewish neocon plan is to create a sphere of terror across eastern Syria through northern Iraq, breaking up the arc of resistance and providing a buffer zone within which ISIS can take out Assad. One wonders who America takes orders from. 98% of its people or neocon Jews? Why are we letting Fred and Kimberly Kagan, William Kristol, and Eric Edelman and their ilk hijack U.S. interests? It won't end well. Russia's UN ambassador makes this clear.
When the United States decided to make toppling President Assad as the priority of the policy of the United States, we told them that it was the terrorists we need to worry about. There are other terrorist organizations other than ISIL in Syria, like this Jabhat al-Nusra and some others. So they may take over the territory, which may be vacated by ISIL after American strikes. We fear that it may degenerate into a chaotic situation.
Without Assad, Iran, and Hezbollah keeping ISIS at bay, terrorism will flourish and chaos will rule. Is ISIS good for the Jews? They think they are. But this insanity will take America down the sinkhole of yet another Middle East quagmire.